Yeah, it is nice to have him back. I mean, you know, we held down the fort nicely without him, and I can't say enough about how well Jed Lowry played at third base. You know, originally I thought, you know, here he is trying to make an all-star team as a second baseman, and I definitely think he should make it. But to play third, I think, may even enhance his chances. You know, in those games, you never know where they go, and versatility could play. So I think the fact that he played so well at third base might even increase his chances to make the all-star team.
Are you surprised that he needed only one rehab game? Usually they need more time.
Nah, it wasn't out that long. And, you know, he was defensively, he was still doing a lot of stuff. He just wasn't swinging the bat. So he took BP for a couple days, and I think just one game, gets four at-bats under his belt, kind of knocked the cobwebs off. I mean, regardless, his defense is so good over there that you know, you want to get him back as soon as possible. So I think I'm okay with the one game.
Is there a feeling that this is it? It's taken care of, or are you still kind of cautious?
I mean, we'll see day to day. Now we have an off day. You know, it's two games and an off day, and then a road trip basically, and then the All-Star break. So hopefully, you know, the rest that we have and the days off that we have adds to him staying healthier for a longer period of time.
Barreto goes down, but what do you think he kind of showed in this particular time?
I think this was his best look. I mean, you can see how impactful his bat is. And he's going to understand the strike zone. He's going to cut down his strikeouts the more he's here and understands how he's going to be pitched. There's even more in there as far as on the base pass. He's going to be able to steal 20 bases, I think. There's a lot of athleticism that he brings, but I was really proud of the fact that he, you know, impacted the game the way he did, especially early on with the home runs. You don't expect that out of a guy of his stature. So I think he played really well for us, and won't be the last time you see him there.
Is his average 230s overall? I guess he started clicking. A concern when you like to.
Yeah, I think it has a lot to do with some of the strikeouts and maybe just not commanding the strike zone as well as he will. But when you get here and all of a sudden you're impacting the game quickly and you're hitting home runs, you kind of maybe have a tendency to try to do a little too much. So we saw him make some adjustments a little bit when he was here, but, you know, it's a powerful bat and it's an athletic kid. He's going to do just fine once he has an opportunity to play here every day.
Does Chapman have any restrictions?
No,
monitor him pretty much.
Yeah, well, we'll just check on him day to day. But I think with the day offs, you know, we play two and then have an off day. And like I said, we have the All-Star break too. Hopefully, that the timing of bringing him back now gives him some rest, and hopefully, it's not an issue.
Did he tell you that he said it's the best it's felt, you know, so far? Whatever that means,
yeah.
That's encouraging. I'm sure to hear that.
It is. I think they found the spot that they were kind of looking for in spring. Had a shot. He felt better. I don't know that he was 100%. But I think at this point in time, there was enough downtime and enough doctors looked at him at certain times to figure out what the exact spot was. So I'm encouraged by that.
What was that conversation with Barreto like? I know he's been kind of going up and down this year.
Yeah, it's not easy because it happens a lot, and I have new material I have to break out every now and then. And I, you know, for him, it's just play and be aggressive. I think at times when he doesn't play well, he gets a little timid sometimes if he makes a mistake, especially maybe with his throwing. He needs to play aggressively, and that was kind of more the message today. But he's had to have that conversation with me more times than he likes to have, or that I like to have with him.
Usually this time of the year is very significant for the teams that are playing for something. Yeah, how do you feel the way the Athletics are approaching the 4th of July?
How do I think we're doing? I think we're doing all right. I mean, we shoot, at the beginning of the season, if you said we were, what are we, 7-over at this point in time, got to take that. And I think, you know, all along I thought we had the ability to get better. You know, we'll have some starting pitchers coming back here too pretty soon that should make us a little better too. Buchter's back, Chapman's back. I like where we are right now.
How is Cahill doing right now? When is the closest he can start a game?
Yeah, he'll pitch. What is today?
Tuesday.
So he's going to pitch today, and then he'll pitch on the 8th or 9th, and then potentially we'd have him on the road trip, maybe in Houston if all goes well.
Where is he going to pitch today?
That's a good question. Arizona today, I believe. It's tough keeping track of all these guys.
When is Triggs' second game?
I don't think yet. He's not here today, so he might be traveling at this point.
Who's that?
He'll be a while, based on what we're hearing right now.
With Triggs? That's Triggs?
Yeah, he's shut down for now.
Mangan?
Mangan threw another bullpen today. And if all goes well and he checks out tomorrow morning, then we'll have him go to Nashville and pitch a game. Could be that soon with him.
Bob, now that you got a good look at Barreto here, what impressed you most about him? What do you like most about him?
You know what? He didn't have... I've liked him for a while. It's just about getting an opportunity. So this was his best look, as I was saying. The power, you don't see many guys his stature have that kind of power, really game-changing power. He's got a chance to steal some bases and really have an overall, all-around game. So it's just finding, you know, a spot for him down the road here where he can play every day. But he impresses me every time I watch him play.
Good.
Thank you very much.